This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 112 for Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Wednesday as choppy trading is pushing the Canadian oilseed to either side of unchanged. At the final settlement, the November canola contract eases back 50 cents at $632.20 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract bumps up $1.30 at $645.80 per ton. A broker says the trade has concerns about the size of Canada's canola crop in protecting against a drop from Stat Canada's estimate of nearly 19 million tons. Buyers are acquiring as much canola as they can. Also, the broker says China is behind a fair bit of the buying, also purchasing as much as possible ahead of likely sanctions against the Canadian oilseed sometime in the months to come. Additional support for canola is coming from more spikes in Malaysian palm oil, which continues to set new contract highs. Gains in Chicago soybeans are spilling over into canola. On the downside, there are modest losses in Chicago soy oil, soy meal, and European rapeseed. Declines in crude oil prices are putting more pressure on the vegetable oils. In the face of a stronger United States dollar and following the Bank of Canada's sharp interest rate cut this morning, the Canadian dollar is lower on Wednesday afternoon. The loonie dips to 72.21 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.33. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a trio of export sales with 130,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China and 259,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. As well, there's a sale for 100,000 tons of current crop corn, also to unknown destinations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production increases to 1.08 million barrels per day and ethanol stocks rise to 22.2 million barrels. Brazil exporter group ANEC estimates the country's October soybean exports will drop from a year ago to 5.35 million tons and corn exports to fall to 6.24 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract adds 6 cents at $9.97.5 per bushel. December soy oil gives up 3/10 of a cent at 43.39 cents per pound. December soy meal turns around to lose $2.70 at $315 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn gains 2.5 cents at $4.19 per bushel. December oats give up 2.5 cents at $3.80.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December rises 2.5 cents at $5.78.5. Kansas City December dips a penny at $5.85.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses a penny at 6:15. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.